Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yod, will continue to talk about when the loss of an animal was unavoidable and when the loss was not unavoidable, and the ramifications that has on payment or compensation that an owner gets from the shomer who was watching the animal. Mishnah says, Meta kedarka hareze ones, sigefava meta en ones. If the animal dies of regular natural causes out of nowhere, then that's an unavoidable accident. But if he caused the animal to be afflicted, if he didn't feed it properly, or he didn't put it in the right temperature, and then the animal died, even if it died later on, we say that he caused it's not a case of an unavoidable accident. The shomer was doing something wrong over there. So depending on the circumstance, the shomer would be obligated to pay compensation. It all depends on how we plug in which type of shomer we're talking about. Al tali rashe sukin v'nafla hareze ones, he'elali rashe sukin v'nafla v'meta eno ones. If the animal went up on its own to a steep mountain and the shomer tried to stop the animal from going up and then it fell and it died, this is a case of an unavoidable accident. But if he brought the animal to the top of the mountain and then the animal died and fell and died, that is not an unavoidable accident. That's actually negligence. And he would be responsible, again, depending on the context. We'll learn here how could a shomer avoid swearing, or how could they change their circumstance of what they would be obligated for. Matnes shomer chinam liyot patud mishivu'ah, an unpaid shomer chinam, generally, if an item was lost or stolen, he wouldn't have to pay, but he would have to swear that he was telling the truth. So what the Mishnah here is telling us is a shomer chinam, he can make a condition that in the instance where the owner and him are talking, and the owner is asking him to watch an item for him, and he knows if the item is lost or stolen, he's going to have to swear to it that it was lost or stolen and that he wasn't negligent. He could tell the owner originally, right when he's trying to hand him the thing to watch, he could tell him, I'll do this favor for you. I'll be a shomer chinam for you. But in the scenario where the item is lost or stolen, I'm not going to swear in order to exempt myself from payment. I want to automatically be exempt from payment. You're allowed to put a condition into you doing your job. It would be accepted. And a borrower, you say a borrower is responsible for all types of losses. He could make a condition with the owner of the item that he would be exempt from paying. A paid shomer or a renter, they can make a condition as well that they would be exempt from swearing in a situation of unavoidable loss, where they would normally have to swear, and they could also make a condition that they wouldn't have to pay in a situation of theft or loss where they normally would have to pay. All these conditions are accepted by the Torah.